Let's see what people calling us already this morning about this are saying. Robert in Belfast. Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen.
0845 955 678. If you want to pick up the phone, go ahead.
I mean, I don't see why we have to defend ourselves against Jeremy Paxman. I mean, a slap in the mouth is what he needs. This is typical.
Well, there's nobody wanting to slap anybody.
Well, I mean, I'm talking, and you understand what I mean. He's talking about us, the Irish people. This is a typical English under the skin type of attitude towards Irish people. How dare he talk about us like that here? We are what the English made us. If we're bigots, dole merchants, the whole nine yards. English are responsible for it. He seems to forget they occupied this land for the last 900 years, and the famine was not the famine; it was genocide. And they'd done it long before the Germans did it on the Jews. How dare he talk about us like that?
But you know,
if it cost £80 billion for the 40 years of war, they're responsible for it. They're responsible for the divide and conquer situation.
They're responsible for
the bigotry.
When he says, if you ever wonder what happens to your taxes, I recommend a visit to Northern Ireland. Why does that upset you? If you look at the spending on public sector services per head across the UK, Robert, guess where it's highest? Here in Northern Ireland. 10,900 quid. Where's it lowest? In England, 8,500. That's what Jeremy's talking about.
I think you're spending too long among the English. You should be concentrating more on here. We are what these people made us. We are the remnants of their occupation, of their brutality and their misrule and their disorganisation. They made us the stupidest people in the world. 100 years for no Irish.
Do you think
Catholic
he's sneering at us?
I don't want to hear what he has to say.
Do you think he's sneering at you?
I think he's a ganch. To use a good old Irish word.
Fanula?
Yeah, I think we need to be really careful just not to lose the run of ourselves here. You know, Jim Rogers has already said this article should be withdrawn. Like, come on. Are people not allowed to have opinions? And now we have this caller coming in with what to me sounds like a very childish rant. We need to...
Well, because he's upset about being looked down upon. Well,
yeah,
Robert, you can
speak
for yourself, presumably.
Okay, we've got to be able to take criticism. And of course, we can come back against that criticism and argue against it. But I think the danger is quite often in this country, when we are attacked or we perceive that we've been attacked, we go off into these childish rants. We make ourselves look infantile.
Robert?
So what?
Let me tell you, how dare you comment on my statements as being infantile? How dare you? You know, let me tell you something. The problem here is that we have forgotten how we've been treated over the last several hundred years. We've forgotten it.
You cannot blame the British for everything, Robert. Surely we've got some responsibility for this country ourselves.
Were we responsible for the 40 years of civil war here when they spent the £80 billion dividing the society instead of putting the money in and giving the people jobs and work? You would hardly have heard a word about it if they had to spend the money on the people.
Expenditure on public services, Robert, I'll tell you again, I'll put it into percentage this time, is 28%, nearly a third higher in Northern Ireland compared to what's spent on English taxpayers.
Well,
Why wouldn't an English man like Paxman point that out?
We need the money. It's been, look, man, for goodness sake, I mean, there's been centuries of trouble here. There's been trouble for the last 100 years here. The whole society is sick, both mentally and physically. I have no... Look, don't try to come across to me about how altruistic the English people are. I mean, you heard the ambassador this morning here complaining now that the Irish government opening up the case of torture for these people. He said that we should forget the past. It's easy to forget the past when very much hasn't been done to you. I look back at history. I've travelled the world. I was in the British Army and I was coming home to London and I couldn't get digs because of an Irish man. No Irish, no blacks, no dogs. That's what they done to us.
Patrick in Derry. Morning, Patrick.
What a rant, eh?
That's right, a rant.
I'm from Derry. Don't kill me. What a rant.
All true.
Come on, I'd heard this morning because at the end of the day, sure enough, everybody's right. Their boy Kemp came over here and from Skye and he showed up.
Ross Kemp you're talking about.
Yeah, and then there was a whole row again. You see, we live in a wee place called Disneyland. You're not allowed to say anything about this place at all. And believe me, Paxton is another Stephen Nolan.
What are you talking about?
I love it, both of you. You're controversial. You do the job. You point out the facts that are wrong. You point out the problems that are wrong with the country. And people get their backs up because that's not what they want to hear. They want to hear Disneyland. Little lights up in the sky, everything perfect, and it's not perfect. So,
are we seriously saying that over 1,500 people died when the Titanic sank? Are we seriously saying that Titanic did Belfast a huge favour?
No, it didn't.
Over 1,500 people lose their lives, and he's making a joke out of it.
Can I say again? Right. Let's get on with things. The guy come on there ranting and raving. Do you not know there was an atomic bomb dropped in Japan? And they still talk to each other, Americans and Japans. They don't have bitterness like that. They don't carry it. They get on with life. We don't get on with life here. Every morning I get up with somebody having a go at each other. Right? He passed a comment. He's wrong.
The dinner was in what is now called the Titanic Quarter, he said. Hold on. Yeah. There seemed to be at least half a dozen quarters of Belfast, but that's inflation for you. He said 40 years ago the area was known as the shipyard. All that remains are the giant yellow gantries. For years, governments poured in public money to try to secure the thousands of shipyard jobs before throwing in the towel in favour of modern cure-all leisure. What's that mean? And to be sure, let me read this. To be sure, the building is astonishing. Yeah. The display is imaginative. Harland and Wolff must have built thousands of vessels. But listen to this. But Titanic is the only one most people have heard of. Whatever the loss of life, that iceberg did the city a huge favour. They should call it the Iceberg Quarter. So the iceberg, which led to the deaths of over 1,500 people, did our city a favour. Did it, Jeremy Paxman?
He is wrong. But he does things like you. I mean, like you. I've heard you having a go with things. You point things out. He pointed out things in the Titanic. Now, I think our Derry Walls is more of a tourist attraction, and it has been proven that, right? More of an attraction than any place in Northern Ireland. But that place was created to make it a tourist attraction.
See, Jim, where this goes, and if you listen to what our callers are saying this morning, particularly Patrick and Derry here, Jim Rogers, there's no doubt that the Titanic Centre is a major tourist attraction for Northern Ireland.
Absolutely. But, Stephen, you referred to it, and others have said it to me in the last 24 hours. This man is making little of 1,500 people losing their lives whenever the Titanic ship sank off Newfoundland. That's the sad point about it. I have no problems with people criticising Belfast or Northern Ireland or me as a politician. I can live with that. But it's whenever they get down to trying to make a joke of something. And I know many people who will be really sad and disappointed at hearing your programme this morning.
I don't think he's joking when he says, if you want to know where your taxes are going, if you're a UK citizen, look at Northern Ireland. He's clearly not joking.
We do know we need to look at all our public spending and the amount of subvention we're getting from the UK government, somewhere in the region of about £10 billion. But leaving all that aside, and that's desperately important, I just don't like how he's went about this article at all. And I would, again, reiterate what I've said a few minutes ago. Come back again, Jeremy. Give us an opportunity to take you around the city and parts of Northern Ireland and to speak to politicians. He has got to admit that from the time he was here, and he still did come across occasionally whenever he was working for the BBC to do interviews, this place has changed tremendously, and for the better. After 40 years of continuous violence, when so many people lost their lives and others seriously injured.
0845 955 678. Let me speak to Geoffrey Peel this morning, the commentator with us as well. What do you think, Geoffrey?
This is typical Pax. So he loves to wind people up. You know, I've met him on a few occasions. He'll have a go at any opportunity. And this is exactly the type of result that he would love, you know, people getting really, really wound up.
We asked him to come on this morning. Apparently he's in a meeting.
He's probably in quite a lot of demand and thoroughly enjoying himself these days. But he loves this type of stuff. And I think he's an unashamed snob as well. I think this says more about his snobbery than anything else. Because, you know, he doesn't just talk about public spending here. He also talks about the number of people with orange quick tans and how disgusting the food is at the Christmas market. You know, this could be said about just about any.
On Thursday evening, he said the centre of town was alive with Christmas lights and the streets bustling with shoppers, Romanian big issue sellers, and people turned that weird shade of orange, which tanning salons think attractive.
And the 40 varieties of food that was being sold in the Christmas market.
Outside the City Hall, a Christmas market offered the odours of 40 varieties of food you could not think of eating.
Which really does exemplify his snobbery. You know, that could be said about any regional centre in the United Kingdom, because these Christmas markets are everywhere these days. But the point he makes about public spending, I think, is extremely valid. You know, this signature building, the Titanic building, was paid for by the public purse, or a substantial percentage of it by the public purse. Off the top of my head, about 140 odd million pounds. I don't know what the return on investment is, but it is a great beacon of public spending and the manifest squandering of public money. I have no idea how long it's going to take to recover that money. Yes, it's a wonderful facility now, but just look
at the
cost.
You're suggesting that Titanic Centre's a squander of public money?
I'm saying that there Northern Ireland, per se, has a tendency to demand much more public funding than other parts of the United Kingdom. There is this feeling that because, and one of your previous callers alluded to it, that this, in fact, Paxo even refers to the place as having been benighted, you know, a sort of an anti-intellectual, depressed kind of place, which, of course, it was as a result of the Troubles.
I didn't even know what benighted meant.
Yeah, I have to admit, Stephen, I had to look it up.
I had no clue.
And again, he loves using obscure words. You know, this is part of a snobbery. But I think the point he was making, and I'm speaking in his words, I'm not suggesting that the Titanic building isn't a fabulous facility. It is, but of course it was built at public expense.
Well, we had asked Howard Hastings to come on this morning, the chair of the Northern Ireland Tourist Board, just to get his reaction to this. We haven't got him yet, but I know we're trying to get in touch with him. It'll be interesting to see his reaction to this. Here's Padraig in Belfast. Morning, Padraig.
Hello, Stephen.
Go ahead.
I haven't read what Jeremy Paxman has written. I think the points that he made with reference to him. I agree with some of what he was saying. And for instance, when the previous speaker was referring to him and being a snob, he may well be, but I'd say there's a lot of snobbery.
Be on a speakerphone or don't be speakerphone, I can't hear you. I'll come back to you in a minute. Brian and Derry. Morning, Brian.
Morning, Stephen. If Jeremy Paxman has done nothing else, he started a very interesting debate, and where you have, if you like, unionism stroke loyalist having a pop at a good old trusted BBC correspondent, and you have nationalists stroke Republicans defending a good old English blighty journalist.
So do you think he owes us an apology?
Well, everybody knows what Jeremy Paxman does. You know, so
he's a very influential broadcaster. People will listen to him. So people in England, Scotland or Wales, or indeed further afield, reading this article, may actually think that we have no buildings of note except the Titanic Centre. He may actually think that we're sponging off the rest of the UK taxpayers in terms of, if we want to see whether our taxes are paid, look here. He might actually think that the Christmas market is a pile of cack.
Well, I mean, you know, the figures for the kind of the government jobs here, you know, civil servants, like, how much that takes up.
Fiona Meredith, is his comments about the Christmas market warranted? Like I
think so. I mean, it's not a place I enjoy going. You know, you got to wade through clouds of noxious burger smoke, and everything's very expensive. It's pretty tacky, in my opinion. The irony is, we actually do have a brilliant award-winning market down at St. George's Market that I go every Saturday, and always get great stuff, local produce. This stuff isn't local. I keep saying this. Why can't we have a local Christmas market out the front of City Hall? That would be fantastic, because we have such super produce
here.
Well,
here's another former Lord Mayor on this now, Pat McCarthy. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Steve.
What do you think?
I think we need to remember why Jeremy Paxman was over in Belfast. He was over doing an after-dinner speech, which I'm sure he got well paid for. Jeremy was
nothing wrong with that.
Well, of course not. But remember, I'm sure he's getting well paid for the article that he's wrote for the paper. But I don't mind Jeremy giving off, because he's given us a bit of free publicity. Titanic is a success story that Belfast has, to some extent, exploited. It's the best known ship in the world. It was built here. Why shouldn't we tell the story of Titanic? I remember my years, Lord Mayor, when Southampton were trying to do the same thing.
Did the iceberg that sank the Titanic, did it actually do Belfast a huge favour?
It's like saying that the First World War done humanity a good favour. We commemorate it every year. The same thing with the Titanic. It's a story that has to be told.
Really?
It caught the imagination.
There's a difference in a story that has to be told and doing us a favour.
Well, Stephen, what do you want us to be? Belfast to be a desolate city? We're no different from any other city across Europe or indeed in the world. We have a story to tell. We've told the story of Titanic, and it is an award-winning building.
He is pointing out that he is factually right. If you wonder what happens to your taxes, I recommend a visit to Northern Ireland. You know, we do get more public expenditure.
You mentioned it earlier on. We are funded through the Barnett formula, which the rest of the UK is funded as well as Scotland, Wales. So we're playing by the rules that they set down.
Here's Norman. But, morning, know, Norman.
Don't beat ourselves up.
Go ahead, Norman.
Hello, how are you doing? I think everybody is just getting all wound up about it, Stephen. There seems to be this trend now for being offended. People seem to set their TVs and their radios and sit with their newspapers pouring through them looking for reasons to be offended. You know, what happened to the Belfast expression, catch yourself on? Jeremy Paxman comes over and says, so
this is front page news, Belfast Telegraph.
So, catch yourself on, Jeremy. Go on, get away back to England. You know,
get away back to England? What type of attitude's that?
It's the same attitude that he's showing us. But people think take things too seriously.
Here's Mary in Belfast. Morning, Mary.
Hello, good morning, Stephen. Hi. I just really wanted to invite Jeremy to take a wee focus back home a little closer. If he's concerned about taxpayers' money, have a little look at the civil list, at the cost of the monarchy per se, at perhaps the immense wealth sitting there in the Crown Estate. And I would certainly start with all of that if that is his concern.
If he wants to know what happens to your taxes, maybe he should talk about the 800 odd grand a year he was taking of your taxes and the BBC licence fee salary he was taking.
Well, now, I would agree with, the good old BBC, with great respect and deference to yourself, does need more transparency in terms of wages and in terms of why some of the are paid just so very highly. But, I would also like to say that his comments in relation to the sinking of the Titanic were just, they were so offensive and so very insensitive, and somebody of Paxman's experience should absolutely know that that is not a comment to throw out there. As for the remarks in relation
to... Here's the other point, Mary, I'd point out to you. If he was over speaking at a Chamber of Commerce event, right?
Yeah.
He will have been paid for that. He will have been paid for that out of the public purse. So some of the taxes that he's recommending that you think about, what happens to your taxes, he's taken some of them from Northern Ireland, from the Chamber of Commerce in Northern Ireland. Away back to England.
Of course he is. And it's none of his concern. And he's, you know, it's disingenuous in the he has created what he wanted to do, which was a sensation in his wake, as is his form. And the rest of us are left. Some people with sincere offence in relation to what he said. I would agree with that. I've forgotten her name. In relation to the market, the George's Market on Saturday morning, the static market, is award-winning and absolutely superb. And I wouldn't be such a fan or make such an endorsement for the Continental Market, but people seem to flock to it and enjoy it. But no, Paxman's remarks, wholly and utterly intolerable, offensive in the extreme. We are suffering the effect of having been occupied by Britain,
right.
And he has to have a court for that.
Mary, thank you very much indeed. By the way, the Chamber of Commerce, I'm just thinking, is that public money? Is that private money? I have no idea, actually. And no doubt one of you will point that out to me.